This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, it's Health and Safety Made Simple with host Matt Jones on Health and Safety Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to the Health and Safety Unplugged show here on Plains FM 96.9. Coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m, the mission? To dispel those myths, provide clarity and help business owners and workers alike sleep easy at night knowing that they have health and safety under control. The show is sponsored by Advanced Safety, the locally owned business with a nationwide presence. Be sure to join the discussion on our Facebook group, Health and Safety Unplugged, where you can post your most pressing questions, share your stories, and get amongst a really growing community of really engaged people. In today's episode, we are lucky enough to be joined by Mark Hollins, owner of Active Health, a company that aims to provide a holistic, multidisciplinary approach to healthcare whilst incorporating the physical, nutritional, and emotional aspects of health and performance. We'll hear about his journey and where he sees the company headed into 2019 and beyond. So sit back, turn up the volume, and be prepared to hear some inspiring ideas and some awesome music. So in today's episode, we are joined by Mark Hollins. He's the owner of Active Health, a company that is providing a holistic and all-round well-being program to help individuals and businesses get on top of the wellness side of the health and safety project, I guess, here in New Zealand. So Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. It's nice to be invited and actually talk about the journey that's been Active Health.
Yeah. Well, we met each other, it's probably a little under 12 months ago, I think, introduced by Steph Serpo. We've had on the show a couple of times now. You may recall the listeners who tune in regularly. She was the young woman who was full of energy and also happens to be a recording music artist. So Steph introduced me and Mark during the lead up to the Health and Safety Professionals in New Zealand conference, which I'm sure we'll touch on a little bit later on. But for now, Mark, how about you tell us your story? Where did your journey begin?
Yeah, so it all began for me. I'm a trained physiotherapist, mm-hmm. and I worked in the UK for 5 years, and that started the journey for me working with Olympic athletes. Awesome. I met Sarah Ulmer, who's an Olympic gold medal cyclist.
Yeah.
Overseas, and that started the journey for me around high performance. Mm. And what it did, my first Olympics was in 2000 in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Following that, I got a call from John Hallimans, who owned a company called Active Health QE2 that was based in the QE2 building out of New Brighton.
Yeah.
And he had worked with me, and he wanted me to come back and head up the physiotherapy department, part of Active Health. Mm. So that was in 2004. So jumped at the opportunity to work with John, came home, and it would be fair to say that what I learnt from John and in that Active Health environment was really inspiring for me. Mm. And consequently, I loved his philosophy so much that I bought his company off him.
Wow.
I think that was 2006.
Yeah.
When he moved.
Yeah.
So I think the thing, Matt, that I really, really inspired me was working in that high performance environment, what I could see how that translated into looking after people.
Yes.
And so, and making sure that things that you do with people, it's not just about one thing, it's a multidisciplinary approach.
Yeah.
So when we talk about health and well-being, traditionally people think of exercise and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Active Health and the way we operate is that people is the core of what we do.
Yeah.
And we actually look at other things such as the mental health, which is such a big thing nowadays.
Yes.
We look at nutrition. We do look at nutrition and the physical activity part, mm-hmm. but we also look at Sleep is such a big thing in today's environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, working out how people are sleeping. We do nutrition, we do massage, we do mental skills.
Yes.
Plus all of the therapies, physiotherapy, osteopathy. So it's about treating the person rather than offering a service.
Mm, love it.
Probably the how my journey sort of changed a little bit was the 2011 earthquakes, obviously decimated QE2.
Yeah.
So in that environment, it was great for actually looking after people because we had a swimming pool, we had a gym, we had everything that we needed. So the last probably 7 years now, hasn't it? Almost going on 8 years since the earthquake. Mm-hmm. We've got a really great group of specialist people that are really aligned with the philosophy, and so we've stuck together.
Yeah.
We're now growing.
Yeah.
So we're based 545 Manchester Street.
Awesome.
And luckily enough, we're actually out in the new QE2 that's been built, so we offer services out there.
Fantastic.
So the regrowth, we're actually also in Rangiora. Mm-hmm. So we've got two sites in Rangiora.
Yep.
One in the Flaxton Hub on Flaxton Road,
mm-hmm.
in a new gym facility there,
yep.
North Canterbury Trust Sports Facility.
Yes, yep.
And also we work out of Durham Health, which is a practice in Rangiora.
Yeah, it's so neat. I love how you've come through some really major hurdles, and it's really clear that the values, the mission, the purpose of why you are and what you're doing has held a team really together, and you've got a really close-knit team there. I mean, I was lucky enough to see your Manchester Street site, and what really excited me about seeing it was the multidisciplinary aspect to it. That it wasn't just a one-stop shop where, you know, we've got one solution for all. You know, you're really honing in on what the individual needs were or are and ensuring that they are talking and engaging with the right people, which is so neat.
Yeah, you know, I think the key for me, you know, I think the New Zealand health system, the way I see it in the past, is operated by offering services.
Mm-hmm.
But the big difference that I'm really pushing is we actually look after the person.
Yes.
So some people might not need some services.
Mm-hmm.
They might need some podiatry to look at their feet issues. You know, we've got excellent podiatrists, excellent team of podiatrists, excellent team of physiotherapists. The other, the big thing that we've done is, and that I really enjoy and I'm really passionate about, is the corporate health aspect of our business.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing about health in New Zealand, the way I see it, Matt, is it's always been very reactive.
Yes.
You know, you injure yourself, you see a physio or a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You get sick, you go to your GP.
Mm.
I would love to be able to turn that around and make what we do proactive.
Yes, yes.
And so, what you know, in a corporate environment, probably the biggest work we do is with foodstuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all of their corporate health and look after all of their senior management.
Yeah.
And they run such an excellent program where they actually look after their people, which is really engaging for your people.
Absolutely.
When they can see that you're offering services to look after their health.
Mm-hmm.
It's really comprehensive. We do blood tests, fitness tests, nutrition assessments, mental assessments, mental skills assessments.
Mm.
Sleep assessments, so we put sleep watches on them and actually look at how they're sleeping.
Yep.
And we've had some really dramatic results, that have changed people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
One individual lost 26 kilograms, actually got out and understood that actually the things that he needed to do in his life were so important.
Unreal, and you've probably added an extra 5-10 years on that person's life.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
And from a business perspective, that always makes it better for the business because they have a healthy person who actually is engaged in what they're doing with their work.
Awesome.
So that's good.
It's amazing. That's so cool, Mark. So good to hear. Well, guys, we are going to take a quick break now. And after this super awesome song, we'll get back to Mark and hear a little bit more about what the future holds for his business and where he sees things headed into 2019. So coming up, we've got a super high-energy song, especially for Mark, by Outkast. and it is Hiya.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Welcome back to Health and Safety Unplugged here on Plains FM 96.9, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. You can also catch the show on the Health and Safety Unplugged Facebook group. And also, if you check out our sponsors webpage, Advanced Safety, and check out the podcast section, you can find the entire catalogue of past shows. We're also available on iTunes. You just listened to Outkast with Heya, a deliberately chosen track, lots of high energy, lots of fun, specifically to acknowledge our special guest here with us today. We've got Mark Hollins. He's joined us, and he's told us a little bit about the story of Active Health, a flourishing business here in Canterbury, which is taking New Zealand by storm, really, bringing health and well-being into the workplace for individuals, but also for the corporate level. So what I'm really interested to hear now, Mark, is where you feel things are headed into the future with Active Health.
Yeah, well, so we've just recently opened Active Health Waikato.
Yeah, congratulations.
Which is, you know, up in the North Island, you know, with John's philosophy down here, it was easy to build on that.
And yes,
especially, I think the key thing with the group of individuals that we have working with Active Health and the partners that we have, such as Advanced Safety. We're all aligned with our philosophy of making people be the best that they can be.
Yes,
it's absolutely a really, really important goal.
Yeah.
And so when you have that alignment, it's easy. And and as well as looking at individuals, it's also really important to look after their families as well.
Yeah.
So it's a big dynamic group that you're trying to encourage, because sometimes that, you know, health and well-being can relate to actually just stopping and pausing and spending time to reflect and spending time with your family. So it's multifactorial, which makes it so exciting.
Yeah, I love that.
The other big thing that I think New Zealand Health could do with is actually facilitating the health pathway.
Mm.
So as well as being proactive, one thing that I see within health is that companies especially find that it takes such a long time for some of the employees to get from a physio to a specialist, to get an investigation, to get surgery if that's needed, to get back to work.
Yep.
So a big goal of Active Health is to actually shorten and facilitate that health pathway.
Brilliant.
So you're working with partners to actually, you're working with a company, and you will look after that person health-wise.
Yep.
So you'll make sure that they can get into the GP faster, or they know exactly what to do within their journey through to get them back to being the best that they can be.
And is it a case that Joe Public and anyone out there who would love to know more about what Active Health can provide to them, or have got concerns about their health or their well-being, can they drop in onto the Manchester Street?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep, yep. Just look up the website, www.activehealth.co.nz. Phone number 383-6290. So they can call that up anytime, and we'd love to work with individuals, but also, you know, I'm trying to get out there and actually work with companies so that we can help their people be the best that they can be.
Yeah, and I saw that in practice recently at the Health and Safety Professionals Conference. So I think that ties in really nicely, is how you've mentioned that there's the concept of growing that broader community, of having partnerships with other organisations that are mutually supporting and filling those spaces and those gaps that your organisation may not possibly be able to do by themselves. So that was something that I took away from the conference, was here we were in this room full of amazingly engaged and energized people, surrounded by amazing groups and organizations that brought to the table some amazing solutions, all unique methods and points of interest. And I think Active Health really stood out on that front, because I felt like you were bringing something that was unique and different to the table. And it was well received, that's for sure. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think, you know, the HSPNZ conference was incredible, Matt. I thought well organized, and a great group of aligned thinkers that were passionate about their people.
Yes.
And when you have that goal in mind, it makes it easy. And as you say, that the workshops that you held within that were great. And for me to have the opportunity to facilitate those workshops and actually some of the ideas that come out of that, you know, we've collated those ideas. We'll forward them out to the participants.
Fantastic.
And it's all about thinking about the things that you can do to make your people be the best that they can be.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yep, totally. So, I think you've hit it on the nail on the head, was that the whole conference, the point of it was actually to tip the traditional conference style on its head, you know. And I think the follow-on since that conference has been incredible. The conversations are still flowing. We've just launched a post-event webpage. Actually, I'll give that a quick plug. If you jump onto the Health and Safety Professionals of New Zealand Facebook page, or even just jump onto our sponsors, Advanced Safety's website, and do a quick search for HSPNZ, or frog in the throat, you will find a link that will take you through to the post-conference website that has a ton of information, a ton of materials directly from the conference, and we'll give you links to all of the amazing organizations that were there also. It was an incredible day. It really was. And I think the people that played a part in that were just fantastic. So before we head away, Mark, are there any other plans for public events or anything coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I'd also like to mention, Matt, my business partner Simon Wheeler, who plays a big part. When you operate a business that's growing, it's really important to have someone alongside you that is aligned in your thinking. And I think probably Simon and I operate really well in that space. For 2019, hopefully we're involved in the HSPNZ conference again. It was one of the highlights of Active Health's year to meet those like-minded people and start working with some of them. We want to grow our corporate relationships and partnerships. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it's about people, planning and performance.
Yes.
So we're going to link all of those three things in what we do in that health and wellbeing space.
Fantastic. All right, look forward to seeing it. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so we're going to once again mix things up by introducing our second song for the day. This is Happy by Pharrell Williams, another high-energy song dedicated to Mark and the team at Active Health.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Feel
Alrighty, so thank you everyone for joining us today at the Health and Safety Unplugged show here on Plains FM 96.9. Another special thanks to Mark Hollins from Active Health for joining us today. It's been awesome to hear about the business. And I really do recommend people to stop by on the Manchester Street offices just to meet the team, to get a sense of how there are so many amazingly talented people in that building that can do all sorts of things to help you with your health and well-being and the health and well-being of your team members as well. So definitely jump onto Active Health's website and check it out. As I mentioned before, please remember to jump onto the Facebook group, Health and Safety Unplugged. The conversations are growing at a pace and I'd love to hear from you. We'll be back on the first Thursday of January. So I wish you all a wonderful Christmas and holiday break and we will see you in the new year.